Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. Where you been? But thanks for joining me. You missed the segment of Bob Havlicek, Housing Authority of the County of Santa Barbara, and the first segment, terrific, year-to-date sales compared to prior years and short sales and bank-owned properties. And you can always get it on the podcast at RadioRealEstate.com, and then click there and you'll see past programs. So Mark did look up, and I was kind of correct. That was LeBron James' number, 23, and learned that he actually tried to give that number to Anthony Davis, but the shoe company said no. I was incorrect. Kobe was 24. I think first he was 8 and then 24, or vice versa. But I think maybe 23 was Michael Jordan's number.
Correct.
And that is correct. So I knew 23 belonged to somebody. And that all brought up because Bob Havlicek said that Section 8 started in the 1970s as Section 23. And in addition to paying the voucher, they actually helped maintain the unit. Boy, why don't you negotiate that? More basketball news. December 1st, I don't have a year. This is not basketball, it's baseball. The Houston Major League Baseball, they were called the Houston Colt 45s, changed the name of the team to the Astros. Did you know that, Mark?
Did not know that.
Now, I knew that the Baltimore Bullets became the Washington Bullets, ended up changing the name because they didn't want Bullets. But did not know that the Houston Astros were the Houston Colt 45s. That's even more specific than the Bullets. I mean, that's like a gun itself. You know, the Winchester Canyon, they name them all after guns, which is unusual. Speaking of basketball, which brought it up, December 21st, 1891, the first game of basketball based on the rules created by James Naismith were played by 18 students in Springfield, Massachusetts. What do you think of that? Again, Dave Gustafson, if you know him, call him on his cell phone. Tell him to come on the show. I really want to talk to him. And I probably shouldn't give out his cell phone number, but it's 805-452-2428. Oh, no, that's my number. I just did my renewed my license for another 4 years, and I'll have to do a whole segment on the different questions. But here's one question that I didn't get correct. I took these practice quizzes, and then you could take them over and over, and then you take the exam and you read the material. Any person offering subdivided lands for sale may have to deliver to the purchaser one or all of the following disclosures except. Now, I've been in business for 31 years. I've never offered subdivided lands for sale, and I don't know how many agents in the last 31 years in Santa Barbara County or in all of California. Now, sure, some of them have, but I think if you get into that, you might find out why I needed to know on this question. I'll never know. It was the most remarkable thing I ever heard. All right, well, you know what? It's amazing how the time just flew by. We still have the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update. I will mention December 23rd, 1882. Well, we have a bunch of stuff for today in history. Well, this December 20th, the U.S. House of Representatives restricts immigration. And this really surprised me because, you know, they're at odds with the president over immigration. Oh, no, this was in 1919. Sorry. Got that incorrect. And I have a bunch of today in history that I was going to share with you. 1776, December 23rd, Continental Congress negotiates a war loan of $181,500 from France. I wonder what that is in today's dollars. And I wonder if that was the beginning of our national debt. And I wonder if we ever paid it back. But that's a big deal to loan someone $181,000 in 1776. It's probably a gazillion dollars today. And it's not like we were next door. I mean, you know, what are you going to do if we said we're not paying you back? You send a ship and try to get it? That's pretty crazy. On the same day, December 23rd, Vincent van Gogh cuts off his left ear with a razor after having an argument with fellow painter Paul Gauguin, and he sent it to a prostitute for safekeeping. So the question is, what was that argument about? You know, how would you solve an argument by cutting off your ear and giving it to a prostitute? Maybe Gauguin accused him of not having symmetrical ears. And then finally, December 22nd, 1882, the first string of Christmas lights created by Thomas Edison strung on a tree. And on the next day, he was asked to call them holiday lights.